Hey, BA fam, this episode is sponsored by State Farm. Are you a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers, they're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today. I'm so self-conscious because Tiffany always sings in our intros and then I have to do it when she's not here.
Why? I feel like
you're bear with me. What'd you say?
I'm ready. All right, I need to hear it now. I'm ready.
It's time for the VAQA. Hey, what's up, VA fam? Thank you for being my hype woman right now, Carla. I appreciate you.
I loved it. You did great.
I was telling Carla, I'm like, damn it, Tiffany's not here. Means I got to do the intro.
Beyonce, watch out.
Stage fright starts to settle in. But listen, y'all, so excited to have Carla in the studio this week. If you have not yet, what the hell are you doing with your life? Go back to Wednesday's episode, our previous episode, where we had the wonderful podcast guru, radio host, pivot with purpose, entrepreneur, goddess, Carla Wilmaris on the show. Check out that episode. She drops so many gems about how you can start your own podcast. And we go deep into, everything we did right and wrong when it came to launching Brown Ambition and your show. You guys don't want to miss that. And Carla was generous enough to stick around for us to take some of y'all's questions, okay? So we are digging deep into the BA mailbag to answer your questions around business, entrepreneurship, and of course, because we have Carla here, we can't not talk about pivoting, right? If y'all haven't checked out Carla's show, again, it's called Pivot with Purpose. You can check the show notes for links to all that good stuff. And just a reminder, if you want to submit a question, do not forget how. Go to our Instagram page. We are at Brown Ambition Podcast. Slide into our DMs there with your question. Or you can email us directly if you're old school, brownambitionpodcast@gmail.com. If you would like a chance to actually be live in the studio with us, submit your question via IG, via a voice note. You got 60 seconds to blow us away with your question, okay? Our producer will then select some lucky audience members to join us live in the studio. But without further ado, let's get into it, Carla, because we got some good questions. All right. First question comes from listener Kayla. Kayla says, this year, I want to make a career change from administrative assistant, who's just making $20 an hour, to becoming my own boss as a lash artist. I love my job and I feel guilty leaving because for my age at 23 with no college degree, I do get paid well. I live with my family, so I'd have no rent. My car is paid off, so my expenses are pretty low. And did I mention I got no debt? Okay, girl. Amen. I mean, Kayla. I was wondering steps to transition from a 9-to-5 to being an entrepreneur. I have so much potential and feel like it's wasting away at my desk job. Please assist. Kayla. All right, Kayla. This is a juicy one. First of all, guilty at just 23 for making a change? Girl, if y'all can't do it when you're young, what does that mean for the rest of us?
Right.
Come on. What's your first take on this, Carla? Like, how do you feel about her question? The guilt, you know?
Because I was like, oh my goodness. But her ambition, literally, of wanting more at 23. I feel like most 23-year-olds would be like, $20 an hour, winning, Cancun, here I come, you know, with their savings, especially living at home. So first of all, amazing that at this age you want to do more. And the world is your oyster. You already know what you want to do in lash artist. Take that money that you got, which you have, you know, for you a lot, go invest into a really good lash artist that can teach you how to, you know, certification of lashes, and get your certification, get your friends to let you do lashes on them for free, get some content, start recording content, it, do before, yes. Do be afters, and start posting about you are the new lash artist. People will start, you know, to pay you, and you just have to start while you still have your job. On the weekends, in the evenings, do lashes. post about it. Even if you get two people a week, you will have a couple reels to do before and afters, you know, while you're doing it. You know, educate people on lashes as well, because it's cute that you're doing it, but educate us too for people like me who are like, I don't know, maybe will this make me go blind? Give us, you know, things about lashes. I think the way that I see she wrote this here, I think she's going to be an amazing entrepreneur. It's just getting those steps on how to promote, how to market. Mm. And literally, you can get it. I think she's going to be a millionaire by the time she's 30.
Okay.
Or way before.
Okay, you heard it here first from Carla. You're going to be a millionaire. Yeah, I mean, I think to your point about using this, like taking this opportunity, taking this shot while you're still working, I mean, that can give you a little bit of a cushion. Like you still have consistent income coming in. And on the side, like, you know, have that side hustle, you know, use your time after work. You're 23. You may mention nothing about babies or, you know, relationships. You got free time, girl. Use it while you got it. So mm-hmm. teach, you know, you can be self-taught, but like, you know, showing off your work, I think what Carla said is so extremely important. And especially on platforms like TikTok and Reels right now, IG right now, I mean, that is your audience, you know, the people who will want to work with you, like that's where they're hanging out. So I agree. It's like, how can you be doing the thing that you want to be doing, but sharing it with people that could potentially, you know, hire you and want to work with you. That's really the key. And I feel like at 23 too, it's just the first of probably many entrepreneurial ideas you're going to have, because start with lashes. Then what if you become a whole esthetician? You know, what if you have your own lash studio, you sell your own line of lashes at Ulta 3? Is it still Ulta 3? Ulta Beauty, whatever. You know, imagine like what's the, you know, and don't be afraid to, you know, take those bigger steps, like from one to the next. I also feel like this is maybe the time where, like, I could imagine going to my parents and being like, at 23, I want to do lashes as a living. If you're not in the space, like if you're not on TikTok seeing the girls like bringing home the bacon with makeup tutorials and things like that, you may have people who doubt you, right? Or maybe like you were talking about, Carla, in our show from Wednesday, just about how sometimes the haters will be the ones closest to you. So I think in that regard, my tip is always find other people doing the thing that you want to do, who have done it, who want to do it, because they won't tell you, like, it's out of reach, you know?
Right. And sometimes people project their own insecurities and their own limitations onto you. So they feel like they can't do it, so they're going to tell you you can't do it. And you can, by the way this is written, everything's fine. You mentioned Lash Studio. For entrepreneurship, honestly, I hate trading time for money. I feel like you can scale when you stop trading time for money. So become the best lash artist and then start training others on how to lash. And then Amen. Open up a studio where you can be where Tiffany is right now in Egypt, hanging out while it's making you money, because everyone, you have six beds with people doing lashes all day long while you're hanging out in Egypt.
Or people buying your at-home lash kits.
Yes. You know,
looking at your lash tutorials that you've recorded and sell. Like, there's so many. Don't let anyone tell you it's not a business, because like if you believe in it and people need it, then you got it. But and as far as like the career change, I feel like if you're an assistant and you're happy being an assistant for more than a few years, you are different. Like, I almost worry about people who wouldn't start to feel itchy, because like your whole role is to support someone else achieve their dream, you know, which is great and noble work, but also you deserve to have your own dreams and one day hire an assistant of your own and they'll follow their own path down the line. So
what I will say, they are people that their purpose and their destiny is to be of support to others. Mm. Like, there are some people that they truly feel like their purpose, and they're the best assistants. They are the best secretaries. I remember Mama over at iHeart in New York. She was there for like 30 plus years and she retired from there and she couldn't be any happier. So if that's where you are, cool. But it does not seem like whoever listens to this podcast and Kayla who's writing, that is her. So since you feel uncomfortable with it, go and lean towards that like uncomfortable feeling, because you're bound to be an entrepreneur yourself because you already have it in your mind.
All right, Kayla, I hope that you feel inspired and good luck on your journey. Keep us posted, okay? I want to know how your last journey.
Somebody send me, y'all got to tell me what Kayla says when she got her own studio. or becomes the whole the biggest lash artist wherever she's from.
I'm gonna let you know, Kayla. You got to follow both of us, okay? Let us know how it goes. But thank you so much for your question. Whew. All right, let's take a quick breaky break, and we'll be right back with our second question. Again, I am joined in the studio with the brilliant and talented Carla Wilmaris. I can't decide which is my favorite way to pronounce your name, so I'm gonna do it both ways. However, I decide. Okay. All right, we'll be right back. All right, BA fam, y'all know when it comes to financial advice, you have to trust your source. That's why you listen to Brown Ambition, right? And when I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. I've been a longtime fan of NerdWallet. In fact, I almost worked there a couple of times because when it comes to financial experts and writing, they really know how to give you the best reviews of financial products. I honestly wouldn't sign up for a credit card today if I hadn't looked at a review on a site like NerdWallet myself. And honestly, if y'all haven't learned about NerdWallet, you're missing out. And with their help, what could future you do with more travel rewards? A hotel upgrade? Lounge access? Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms of each credit card issuer apply.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
Judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
All right, VA fan, we are back in the studio with another of y'all's questions. This question comes from listener Shanae, who has a concern about turning off her clients and opening a new commercial workspace. So let's get into it. All right. Hi, Mandy and Tiffany. As a savvy, successful business owners that I respect and admire, I would love your input. I am opening a new commercial space for my photo studio. And as excited as I am, I'm also a little nervous because I've had to raise my prices. My concern is I'm going to turn off the clients I'm trying to reach. I have this internal battle of what's the win-win price that will work for clients, that will cover business expenses, and that will support myself and my little one. My prices in the past have been much lower where it wasn't sustainable and I heard, oh, you're too expensive. How have you or how would you handle this potential objection? Thank you for taking the time to read this. Oof, this is a good one, Carla. I want to hear your take on this. One.
Well, she said, Mandy and Tiffany, I'm trying. I am now Tiffany. So I'm going to try here. Okay, Shanae, excuse me if I don't give you what Tiffany would have given you. I went through this myself and I had a business coach that was like, why are you charging this? Why are you charging that? I think we ourselves put our, don't see the value because we're with ourselves every single day. And then she said, you might turn off the clients you're trying to reach. No, you're going to turn off the clients that you don't need or the clients that you have right now that are not. When you're trying to reach a certain client, you will raise your prices. And I started at $49 an hour. I now charge upwards of $8,000 a month. And to me, I'm like, who is paying me? I turn around all the time. Like, you said yes? When I send quotes and they say okay, I'm like, are you sure you want to do that? And I never thought anyone would. I didn't think anyone would say yes to that. But there is a clientele out there. And one of the best things my business coach told me was like, stop looking at things from my own pocket. Stop looking at it from your pocket and what you would pay. What would that clientele pay for what you're offering? And you're saying it's a photo studio. I will tell you there are some pictures that I've taken with some for free. And there are some studios that I've paid for pictures where I was like, why am I paying this much? But the final product is what gave it to me. So don't, you're just doubting yourself. Get it done. And you will have to go into a different pool of people But you now need to find or restructure your customer avatar and say, hey, where do they hang out? You know, it might not be the ticky-tocky, like I call it. It might not be with the kids. It might be someone that has a little bit more money, or it could be on TikTok. You just find out where they hang out, this specific clientele, and target them. You can no longer target, you know, people that are looking for $50 pictures. Now you have to look for different people, and that's what you're going to market to. But girl, raise them prices. You and your kids deserve.
Yeah, I mean, and Tiffany's not here, but in her spirit, I will say she shared multiple times how she approached raising the price of her signature program, the Live Richer Academy. And her method has always been, you know, if you're an early customer, an OG, then you will get grace. You'll get grace of notice that prices are going up. And sometimes she'll even honor the price for you if it's like a subscription or whatnot, you know, for the next time. So if you want to, you know, give your existing clients, you know, who have been loyal to you and have worked with you, like give them something to make the pain feel a little bit sweeter. Like, hey, I'm going to honor your special client price, you know, you can have for the next couple of months, or I'm going to give it to you for the next shoot that you book with me. And then forevermore, you know, we're going to have the prices raised. I've had a business coach too, Carla, who has still tells me I don't charge enough. I launched my academy, the Mandy Moneymakers, last year, but in about a year. And I have simplified my prices. I used to offer like three different, you know, levels of price. Yeah, tiers. Now I offer one, and still business coaches like, okay, you could be offering more. What has helped me and will help you too, Shanae, I think, is when you focus on the value, on the transformation that you're offering your customer, your perfect client, and when you are able to articulate their pain points and tell them how you are going to help solve them. To Carla, like you said earlier about how when you're like, one of your superpowers is you're able to sell without making it feel like selling. I think that's the key. It's because you have so deeply identified this person's inner thoughts and feelings, their doubts, their pain points, their struggles, and illustrated your value to them and how you can help transform, solve their problem, transform whatever they're trying to transform. And at the end of it, they're like, take my money. You know, that's mm-hmm. when you know that it's not about the price point so much. It's about, is your value clear? And is it like a no-brainer for them because they recognize I can only get this from her? This is the value that they're bringing. So what does that look like for you? You know, as a photographer, I would not send an email to your email list being like, the studio is more expensive now. You know, we're gonna have to raise the prices because the bills are getting higher. No, no, no. That's the equivalent of like what I take about, don't ever go to your boss and ask for a raise because inflation is inflationing and bread and eggs are expensive. No. What is your contribution? What is your impact? And why are you now worth more than you were before? You know, so make that abundantly clear. Have you won awards for your work? Present your work in a beautiful way with pride. The testimonials got to be popping, you know, from people that you have worked with, but make your value undeniable, and people will continue to show up.
I believe that. Even you said one where you like people will say like, I can only get this from her. I would even say they can get it from anybody else, but they'll want it from you with the way that you yeah. serve it to them. It's like, I can only get this from her because she's who I want to do this for me. And I never sell necessarily what is in my program. I sell the results. Like, let me, exactly. Oh my goodness, you're having a really hard time recording this, right? And you can't put it out every day on the same day. You don't know how to bulk record. You can't even come up with a strategy. What if I told you that we can launch your podcast and manage it and produce it, and all you have to do is show up for an hour a week, and that is it. When you wake up on Monday morning, it's posted with everything and all your, like, where do I sign up? I want to sign up right now. And that's because that's the people's pain point. So that's what you have going on over there as well.
Yeah, and I bet your client's pain point is you're sick of paying, like taking the cheap route, going, you know, for the Sears photo package and not being happy with the results, like, you know, or seeing someone's cute pictures on Instagram and then booking with them and realizing this is horrible, you know, or this mm-hmm. is not what you want. So how can you solve those pain points for them? But unapologetically move forward, understanding your value. And like, yeah, like Carla said, selling not what you're actually the physical thing or the digital thing that you're selling, but like how you are solving their problem, how you are making their lives easier.
Speaking of Sears photos, this is my daughter that one. my daughter when she was one. So 16 years ago, it was a Sears photo shoot that I had.
Right. Man, see, Rio, my son would have had one, but he couldn't leave the house when he turned one. It was a pandemonium.
Oh, yeah. But now that I look at it, I'm like, this really was Sears because I can do this with my iPhone now. Yeah. So right? The quality that a studio can give you, it's totally different than what an iPhone can give you, which is what I got here, an iPhone picture.
All right, Shanae. Well, thank you so much for your question. Thank you for the kind words for us and for the show. And of course, mucho, mucho thank you to Carla for joining me and actually listening and being in the hot seat with me. I know we didn't even like warn you that we were going to make you answer questions today, but that's all you do is just drop gems. So this is totally natural for you.
I literally talk for a living. Sometimes I'm like, my daughter's like, can you shut up now? And I'm like, okay, fine.
Are you an introvert though? Do you have to go plug yourself in afterward like I do?
Mm-hmm. I was very much so an ambivert, but I've in my 30s I've become a lot more of an introvert. Like I really need to recharge, and I've become very socially awkward.
I appreciate you for being candid about that. Yeah, I make sure I have an hour before the show and an hour after the show blocked, because if I can't, if I have to go into something else, it's going to be horrible and I'm going to be cranky. So you got to save your sparkle, you know, for these moments. Thank you so much for sharing your sparkle with us. Hey, BA fam, we could not do this show without your support or the support of our team behind the scenes. The Brown Ambition podcast is produced by Imani Crosby, and Dennis Stemplinski is our in-house tech guru. I am your co-host, Mandy Woodruff Santos, and we will see y'all next week, BA fam.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a PS to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the PS first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.